This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Into the third hour of the program. We have plenty of time for you. If you want to join us here, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. With you in studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm, so feel free to join us there. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. And let's go back to Tom in Baltimore. Tom, you said you had one more thing you wanted to share with us.
Yeah, I'll make this quick so other people can get on. I don't like to veer off of the topic that you're currently on, so I wanted to contribute to the personality thing.
Sure.
Just make an anecdotal statement that I've experienced and see if anyone else has. And also point out, it's funny, I just happened to come across, as you were bringing that subject up, an old video. Do any of you remember a singer by the name of Hope Sandoval?
No.
No. The last name sounds familiar for some reason, but no.
She was with a band, I guess back in the early 80s, called Opal, and then I think more famously with a band called Mazzy Star.
Nope.
She did Fade Into You. I think that was one of her more famous songs.
Anyway, what about her?
Real cute. A Mexican girl, a Latin American girl. And, you know, a lot of people said, wow, she's just so gorgeous and cute and what an angel. And she looked that way, you know, talking about first impressions. And I thought that to myself. And I said to several people, you know, I don't know. She looked a lot like my ex-wife, who was of Italian descent and petite and cute and gorgeous and all of that. But, boy, does she have quite a temper. And you've heard of the Latin temper, just like the Italian temper. And people said, oh, she couldn't be that bad. Well, someone sent me a tape recently that he took at a concert overseas where something went wrong with their sound system while she was performing, talking about Hope Sandoval. And the audience was very forgiving. They, a couple people spoke up and said, you know, we can hear you fine. We're just happy to be here. She let off the most vitriolic curses at the audience. Screw you. I mean, she really proved to have that horrible, horrible temper. So first impressions can be so wrong. She was definitely like my ex-wife. But what I found, and I'll leave you with this, and I don't know if anyone else has experienced this, I have found throughout my entire life that my first impression of people, if I really think I like somebody upon first meeting them, it usually turns out, in the end, I don't like them for very legitimate reasons. If I don't really take to someone initially, I find they turn out to be some of my best, closest friends.
Interesting. Strange.
And I wonder if it's because initially, when you find that you're drawn to someone and you like them, it's because they're putting on airs that draw people in. So I'll leave you with that and wonder if anyone else has that.
I've got a question for you, because there's a technique out there. It's called thin slicing. It's Malcolm Gladwell wrote a book. And thin slicing is essentially where people are able to make snap judgments from a very limited set of data and tend to be fairly accurate. And what you just described was absolutely the opposite of that. And what's interesting is my first impressions of people tend to be very accurate. And so what I'm kind of wondering is, do you make that mistake in other areas as well? In other words, are you maybe poor at thin slicing in general? In other words, do you make snap judgments incorrectly on other things other than just people?
I try not to make those snap judgments. In my younger years, when I came to realize that this was a pattern, I started trusting that basic instinct. And maybe subconsciously I was doing this. I guess most certainly I was. But I'll tell you what, it served me well. And I got into law enforcement and spent a career there. And I relied upon that instinct of the opposite of what I was thinking initially. Now, I didn't act upon that and make...
I'm thinking the career law enforcement now has something to do with this. Like, now, yeah, well, I can see why your first impressions of people are going to be wrong if you're in law enforcement.
Well, sure. This is before. This was long before I got into this. This is from the time I was a kid I started picking up on this. And like I said, it took me many years to come to think, you know what, I maybe should depend on this because it's worked out so many times. But like I said, it served me pretty well.
All right, you got to go with what you know. Hey, Tom, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Interesting, Hope Sandoval, I did look her up here. Performing style, according to Wikipedia, during live performances, Sandoval prefers to sing in near darkness with only a dim backlight, playing the tambourine, harmonica, glockenspiel, or shaker. She has a reputation for shyness. Her stage presence has been described as, quote, idly withdrawn, barely acknowledging the audience.
Huh.
Unusual traits for a stage performer.
Yeah, you must really like the music if you're going to that show, right?
Right.
You know, it's not going to be the show.
Don't they say that the guy who sings for Tool, like, never faces the audience? Isn't that his thing? He stands with his back facing the audience the whole time? That's what I've heard. I don't know if it's true. I've never seen him perform.
I wouldn't know.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to someone calling themselves Liberty Lover on Skype. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ohio.
All right. What's on your mind?
I've tried to announce this before, but I absolutely bombed. But I'd like to try it again and do it right this time. I am announcing my run for governor of Ohio next year.
Okay.
And I am going to put a platform out there that promotes liberty. I have
is your legal name Liberty Lover?
I was going to say, vote for Liberty Lover.
No.
It's actually not a bad idea to change your name to Liberty Lover and get on the ballot that way. But anyway, go ahead.
My name is Stefan.
Stefan, okay.
Yeah, if you want to find me, my YouTube channel is Libertarian Proponent.
Okay.
I am running on a platform of getting the government out of everybody's business in the state. I have three main points in my platform, and these are my three big issues. Would you mind if I shared them with you?
Go for it.
The first is going to be nullifying all federal gun laws. I think it is absolute nonsense that the federal government should be involved with the people of Ohio's guns. They proposed similar legislation in Wyoming. I want to make it so that if any federal agent wants to come into the state and enforce, you know, like the NFA upon the people of Ohio, that our state law enforcement will lock them up and charge them with a felony for trying to infringe on our liberties.
What do you think the chances of that happening are? Mm-hmm. Because the best I can tell, in every instance that this is that they've had the opportunity to do this is that the state law enforcement kisses the butt of the federal law enforcement. They believe that they're somehow greater than them, and they'll team up with them to, in some cases, break state law.
Well, I mean, if they actually did prohibit them from dealing with them, then they would have to follow the law, wouldn't they?
Yes, well, the thing is, it's not necessarily about the chances of it getting through. I'm going to push anyway because I believe in principle. But I will encourage the state law enforcement to side with us as much as I possibly can.
Okay.
Another part of my platform, I'm going to make this very quick, is I want to get rid of driver's licenses and vehicle registration.
Oh, boy. I support it, but that's a tough one to advocate for. What will you say to people who are like, my God, there'll be anarchy on the roads?
Well, I'll make a point to them. I'll say, look, you go out and drive on the street every day, there's already idiots. There are people who make right turns in the left turn only lane. We already have people like that. Now, if I cannot get that done, I'm not saying I'm going for a compromise, because you'll notice with a lot of people, they'll simply say, we'll go for a compromise. No, I'm going for abolishing of driver's licenses and registration.
What are you going to do if people, they need IDs. You have to display your ID on a regular basis in order to do business. I just got asked.
You can have an ID without having a driver's license.
It's true, but most people look at their driver's license as their ID.
Well, they can always apply for another ID. If I cannot get that done, however, I will at least try to abolish vehicle registration.
And so don't you think that we need numbers on the back of vehicles just at the very least in order to be able to catch bank robbers who are escaping banks? Now, I'm not saying that you need a tax stamp every single year from them or anything like that. But
that's the exact objection that was given during a similar conversation that happened at the New Hampshire State House, and I actually was testifying.
Bank robbers aren't capable of taking their license plates off.
Right. I pointed that out. And actually, hang on, Stefan, we'll bring it back here in a moment. But
sometimes people do things that are so egregiously illegal that they don't have the time to take license plates off.
What I said to that was there's multiple months of the year when snow is covering people's license plates up here, and we don't have a rash of bank robberies in New Hampshire because people are armed here.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You've been thinking about starting up your own blog or website? Well, good things come to those who wait. 50% off of the regular hosting prices over at HostGator. That discount can be yours because you're a Free Talk Live listener. HostGator is one of the top hosting companies out there. They've got a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress. They've got 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, 99.99% uptime rating, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. You get 50, that's 50% off by going to HostGator.com/FTL. That's HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we go back to, we've got Stefan on the line. He is saying he's going to be running for governor in the state of Ohio, and he's kind of like, I don't know, hitting us with his platform proposals for...
At the very least, it gives us...
stuff to talk about.
Fodder, you know?
Right, and you were talking about ending driver's licenses and ending government car registration. I got to say, I support that goal, but we're going to give you some of the objections that you're going to run up against here and just kind of want to hear what you have to say to it. One of the objections, Mark, you already brought it up. What about, you know, bank robberies? If people don't have a plate on the back of their car, then, you know, crime could go up. What would you say to that?
What I would say to that is you can still describe the vehicle itself, and you can still describe the individuals that had gotten into the vehicle. You don't need a driver's, you don't need a plate on your car to identify the car. You can still describe it perfectly and still describe the individuals.
How about this? In Montana, if the vehicle is 10 years old, you no longer have to get the little tax stamp.
It's 11, but yeah, you're close.
11 years, you know, however long it is. But and forget that. I mean, it should, as far as I'm concerned, why in the world do they have, 11-year-old vehicles don't need a tax stamp, but the ones that are less than 11
years
old.
But that doesn't have anything to do with the numbers.
Well,
I mean,
I'm just saying that if the plate, like, I think that if you had to split the baby on this one, that having the plate would be one thing, and then having to, putting the renewal sticker on the plate is another thing entirely.
That's a compromise I'd like to work out. Yeah,
sure.
If I can't get it done, that if vehicle registration is to exist, I don't want it to, but if it is to exist, then it should, as a matter of fact, be free.
There's also an argument, by the way, that insurers would require some sort of plate. Even if government plates went away, that the insurer, for the purpose of being able to identify somebody in the commission of an act of crime, that the insurers could come up with some sort of standard for that in the absence of the government. And beyond that, even if you were to have some sort of libertarian thought evolution in Ohio and you could somehow get elected, and that enough libertarians were running for state house and that they were to get elected and you could possibly push something like you're proposing through, you would still run up against the problem of anyone who wants to leave Ohio in their car. So if you were to say, all right, Ohioans, you can drive around with no plate, no problem, in Ohio, you'd still have to have something if you're going to go into, you know, Pennsylvania or Indiana or wherever, you know, the states are that are nearby, because those governments are likely not going to be as enlightened and they will pull people over.
Right.
If
you're living in Youngstown, you're probably going to be spending some time in Pennsylvania on a pretty regular basis, so you have to consider their laws too.
Registration comes into play there too as well. Like, if there's no registration for them to check, that's going to probably get you popped in another state,
too. Yeah, I drove into Vermont a couple of days ago, and I remembered as I went across the bridge, oh, yeah, I got to have my seatbelt on.
Mm-hmm.
And I happened to not have it on. I had just gone to a gas station, so I had not have put it on yet. And, you know, put it on while I was on the bridge.
I will address both of those points. First of all, I understand what you're saying. I'm 10 minutes away from Youngstown. Yeah, I do spend quite a bit of time in Pennsylvania whenever I get the chance. A compromise to that would be if, you know, West Virginia, Kentucky, Pennsylvania, Michigan, if these states knew that my state did not have driver's licenses, it would only be fitting that maybe they could offer out-of-state licenses the same way they can get out-of-state concealed carry permits.
Then you're actually inconveniencing the people of your own state in that case. Oh, yeah, you want a license? Well, you got to go drive over to some other state and get one. I mean, that's going to work against you getting elected. I don't. You know, if this is something that you want to make your main campaign issue, then by all means do it. Yeah. But it
I'm
seems
much more
to be
interested in shutting down public schools.
Yeah, it seems to be one of the least important issues out there. And I, you know, I love the idea. Don't get me wrong. I mean, Dick Marple is one of the state reps here in New Hampshire, and he's constantly proposing, you know, getting rid of car registration and things like that. And I support him on it, but he's generally considered a kook in the state house.
Well, you know, it seems like the smartest people in the world are considered kooks.
Yeah, they sure are.
They're right.
But, what's your third issue?
My third issue is property rights.
Okay, that's a good one.
Property rights are nasty in the state. I don't think you should have to pay property taxes for something you supposedly own at all.
Yeah.
I think it is garbage that the local police departments can ticket you because you put a leather recliner on your front porch or how tall your grass is or if you have a vehicle parked in your grass. I think that is nonsense. One of the most common arguments is, well, oh, it's going to bring property value down. You know, it really doesn't matter to me. It really shouldn't matter to you. You should let people live the way they want to live.
I agree. And if you want to get into a neighborhood association where there are a bunch of rules, then there are those things. You can get into that. And then everybody can try to control everyone else's property.
And I'd also point out that it would be relatively easy to put together, you know, a set of rules that a neighborhood would, like a covenant. For instance,
yeah.
It'd be relatively easy to put together a covenant and get people to sign it, and then as time went by...
If it's reasonable.
Right. The more reasonable it is, the more likely people would be to sign it. You know, you could probably get everybody to sign that, you know, no possession of nuclear weapons, whereas
yeah, right.
You would have a very difficult time getting everybody to sign no American flags on poles outside your house.
Or that all houses must be painted white, or whatever.
Or chartreuse, or whatever color, yeah.
Hey, that only applies to assault nuclear weapons, thank you.
All nuclear weapons, in my opinion, are frankly aggression.
What's it take to?
I don't know. I'm immediately thinking. You guys are saying it's pretty easy to sign this covenant, whatever. But I'm like thinking of all the libertarians I know, and I know that. Would you sign this covenant to have limitations upon your property rights? Get off my lawn!
Oh yeah.
Like I'm not signing anything. Like well, that's like most. The people I know.
it would definitely, as long as it was non-legal binding, it'd be fine to me.
Oh,
but
I think as a community,
you'd be wanting to make your neighborhood look nice anyway. You know, that is definitely within everybody's interest
again,
to have a nice-looking community.
Libertarians, I know.
Well, I think that property taxes are a good issue because anybody that owns property is going to care about that, and they're going to want to see those lowered or, you know, eliminated. So I think that's a good one to talk about. But what does it take to run as governor of Ohio? Like, what are the qualifications? What do you have to do? Do you have to pay a filing fee, get signatures?
You have to be 18, and if you are on a and you have to have been a resident of the state for 1 year.
18?
Yeah, 18.
For governor?
Yes.
Wow.
In fact, this is going to sound ridiculous, but that's the exact same age I am.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you would have the benefit of probably youngest person running for governor.
It always gets a news story.
Yeah, you'll get some sort of news coverage based on that. What's the filing fee or signature requirement?
For minor party status, the signature requirement is 5,000 signatures. For an independent candidate, it is 10,000.
And filing fee?
The filing fee, I believe, is $250.
Okay. All right. It's doable. Let us know how it goes. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free here. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. If you like the fact that we give you the website for free, unlike other talk show hosts who charge for their sites, then one of the ways you can help support the show is by saving big time at Amazon through SaveItPurse.com. Now, we don't make as much on SaveItPurse.com as we do from shop.freetalklive.com, which is where you can also shop through Amazon. But the difference is you save big time at SaveItPurse.com, like 15, 20, 25%, no problem to get discounts. Usually 15, 20%, you're going to get that item shipped to you relatively quickly. I usually have somebody buying my items within a day of putting something up for 15 or 20%. And I have gotten 25% off within the last couple months as well. It's amazing. The catch, though, there has to be a catch to get a discount like that. The catch is you have to use Bitcoin or one of the other more popular alternatives to Bitcoin, a cryptocurrency, because they do have Shapeshift.io built right into SaveItPurse.com. It's amazing. Pretty much anything I buy on Amazon, I'm actually getting it through SaveItPurse.com. That has resulted in me making like 80-something purchases there over 2 years and saving over $1,600. This is on stuff I was going to buy anyway. So why wouldn't you want to save 10 or 15%? I was talking with a lady that owns, or she's a part owner of a local taco shop here in the area about Bitcoin, and as soon as she found out about Save It Purse, she was super interested because she spends a lot on Amazon. And why wouldn't you want to save 10%, 15%? It's super easy. So go to Save It Purse, saveatpurse.com. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, we do have Will Coley on the line. He's on Skype calling us from Tennessee, and Will is one of the folks over at Muslims for Liberty. That's Muslims, the number four, liberty.org. Go ahead, Will.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are we doing tonight?
What's on your mind?
Well, I had called to talk to you guys a few weeks ago about an event that I was going to be speaking at. Daryl is actually supposed to be at the event as well. And it has just been announced a couple of hours ago that the event, at least at the venue that it was originally planned at, has been canceled.
Okay.
Now, all the information that I'm getting is secondhand, as in I'm getting it from the organizers themselves.
I would say that's secondhand. That sounds like firsthand.
Well, they're getting the information. They're telling me the information from the hotel.
I see.
And from them, the hotel stated that there were a number of bomb threats that were called in to the event. And because of that, they no longer want to host the event.
Wow. Wow. All right. So I heard about this earlier from Daryl, who, as you said, was also a scheduled speaker at this event. This is the event that you can tell us the name of it here in a moment, but it has that guy, one of the fascist alt-right dudes from Florida, Saul Invictus was his name?
Saul Invictus, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, this guy apparently has the fact that he was going to be at this event. And wasn't he going to be debating you, Will?
Yeah, well, originally I was invited to the event back in September, and then it was announced about a month ago, 6 weeks ago maybe, that this guy, that Invictus had been invited. And when I heard Invictus had been invited, I didn't want to be seen as supporting his viewpoints by sharing a stage with him, so I contacted the organizers, and I was like, you know, as a libertarian and a voluntarist, I have a very big issue with stifling free speech. So rather than asking for this guy to be disinvited or boycotting the event myself, what should we do? And one of the organizers said, well, you know what? We should have a debate. Your views versus him, if he is what everyone says he is, then that will be more than obvious by the end of the debate.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, sounds like a great idea. And I thought that that was a good thing. But the Pennsylvania Antifa targeted me. They targeted my Facebook page. They called me a fascist.
I love how they are the most fascist organization that could possibly exist.
The Antifa stands for anti-fascist, correct?
Which they are actually fascists. Like, they are as fascist as you possibly can be because they control other people with violence.
Well, yeah, I thought they were socialists, but...
Yeah. No, but they are authoritarian. I mean, they essentially are fascists. I mean,
well, they're the way people use the terminology fascist. People often use it for authoritarian, but you know, fascist doesn't exactly mean that. It has much more to do with the collusion between government and corporations.
There are people who want to use government force in a slightly different way than the fascists. So I don't know if they are necessarily qualified as fascists.
I wonder if Antifa if they're actually incorporated. They actually would be.
So now, why did they come after you, Will? Because you're obviously not on the side of Invictus. What happened there?
Because I refused to cancel. I refused to pull out of the debate, and to them, my refusal to pull out of the debate was giving him a platform. Even though, whether I debate him or not, whether I attend the event or not, he has a speaking slot at the event. So
now,
if I boycott the event, nothing happens.
Yeah.
It's just he nope. says
right.
what he
has
wants
no challenge.
To say, nobody challenged.
Right, right.
Exactly.
Now, isn't it true that this was a, like a Libertarian Party event, and then the Libertarian Party pulled out after this dude was announced? Like, it was going to be part of the Libertarians' convention, and they were like, nope, we don't want to be associated with this. Is that what
I don't know. I think, as far as my knowledge is concerned, as long as I've been involved in the event as a speaker, it's been separate from the actual convention.
Now, what was this event called again, and when was it supposed to happen?
The Mid-Atlantic Liberty Festival. It's supposed to still be happening, from what I hear. They are looking for an alternative venue.
A bomb-threat-friendly venue.
Yeah, basically.
So, and I've heard they're trying to keep the event, whatever they end up finding, if they find something, I hear they're trying to keep the location under wraps right now, at least, so that the Antifa people don't come at them. But at some point, they're going to have to tell their ticket holders where they're having this, and the word could very well get out again. And, you know, if they're not up front with it, whatever this venue is, if they're not up front and saying, well, we lost our last venue because bomb threats, then they're possibly risking another cancellation.
Well, you know, I'm not particularly a supporter of Invictus. I never have, and anybody that knows me knows that's no secret. But to me, the fact that that has to be moved to start with is ridiculous.
That's
the
sad.
Fact that that I myself, as a person who I wanted to confront and challenge his ideology and views, I am now the enemy as well. You know, like the whole thing to me has kind of jumped the rails of reason and logic and gone into this like twilight zone where the good guy is the bad guy because he fights the bad guy.
Mm.
Because fighting the bad guy validates the bad guy somehow.
I can see how you feel, and I tend to feel similarly because I run a platform where people can call in and debate ideas, and that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
But at the same time, what these Antifa people believe, and they're probably right, is they push hard enough, they could basically make the whole event fall apart, and therefore the guy doesn't get the platform at all. So if every speaker pulled out, then that would signal the marketplace that you shouldn't have Sol Invictus as a speaker because your event will fall apart and you'll lose money and deposits and all those sorts of things. So what they believe is that they've got a better system for handling Sol Invictus and his ideas by essentially destroying platforms on which he would get to speak. Because even if you did well in the debate, some percentage of people would be there to see a Sol Invictus and they would be delighted by the things he said, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The problem is, or at least from my own personal work, you know, remember I've done work with anti-Muslim organizations, fighting against anti-Muslim organizations for almost a decade. And what I've seen is that when you close down their venues, when you see like Muslim communities, they go after the venues and they shut the venues, have the venues shut down, you end up with legal action against the venues.
Hold that thought, Will. We're going to continue with Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer.
Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you if you want to join us right now. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then one of the ways you can do that, and one of the best ways, is to amp the show. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and it is $5 a month. So that's money that we invest into Free Talk Live. We use it to get on new radio stations. We don't buy our way onto those new radio stations. We're marketing. We're advertising, marketing, promoting. That's where AMP comes from. Advertise, market, promote. To get Free Talk Live in front of program directors around the country, give them the opportunity to really, you know, consider adding this program, which is very, very different, as you know, from anything else in nationally syndicated talk radio at the level that we're at. Unfortunately, there aren't any other shows that are libertarian like we are, voluntarist like we are, that are at this level. And it'd be great if there were, but there's not. So if you want to back Free Talk Live and help us get on another 100 stations, then please join the AMP program. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, other amplifiers, other Free Talk Live hosts. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. You can use Bitcoin, of course, and you can also use credit cards and PayPal. So once again, amp.freetalklive.com. We've got Will Coley with us talking about what you said was the Mid-Atlantic Peace and Liberty Festival that had invited this character, Saul Invictus, who we talked about a couple of years ago when he was making headlines for sacrificing a goat down in Florida, I guess during his political campaign for, I don't know if it was U.S. Senate or something like that, but he made all these headlines down there because the Libertarian Party there pushed back against this guy and said, look, we don't want this guy as our candidate. He's a fascist character and, you know, racist or whatever. And that was where that's kind of where he made his name, was in that whole controversy. And since then, this whole alt-right concept has really risen, and he's still one of the main, I guess, names within that movement. So he was going to be at this festival, and you had been tapped to debate him, but it sounds like the people from Antifa, an anti-fascist group that uses violence and the threats of violence to get their way, has apparently issued bomb threats to the hotel that was going to have this event. So it was going to be like a hotel-style convention. The hotel has now canceled their involvement in the event. And how far out are we? When was this supposed to happen, Will?
On the 1st of April.
So less than a week, basically, from right now, or 1 week from today. That is a short time frame to try to secure any kind of festival location. I mean, there's the odds that there's going to be another hotel that you're going to be able to just call up and, you know, give them a few hundred bucks to rent a room is very slim at this point in time.
Yeah, very, very slim. And it was bad enough. I guess a member of the Libertarian Party of Pennsylvania is actually an employee of the hotel. Mm-hmm. And even that was not enough to keep the hotel from pulling the plug.
Wow.
Now, what my issue with this whole thing is that what this does is it validates the narrative of the alt-right. I mean, what they thrive on is the ability to cast themselves as victims. This martyrdom complex.
Hmm.
How did Milo become famous? It wasn't because of the things that he says, really. It's because of people shutting him down. He wasn't able to end up on HBO until people rioted outside of an event that he was at. And that's what propels these characters to D-list celebrity status, is their ability to lay claim to this victimhood narrative, this narrative of being, quote-unquote, martyrs for free speech. And me debating him was partly to prevent the ability for that to be claimed, that he was being shut down, that, you know, other speakers who were libertarians were trying to have him silenced and shut down. I didn't want him to have that narrative. I wanted the only narrative that he had the ability to lay claim to is, well, these libertarians don't agree with me, but they're, instead of shutting me down and silencing me, they're confronting me. You know, like,
so ironically, what you're pointing out here is all the pushback against these people has propelled them into popularity. It has resulted in more attention being given to them. So these Antifa people don't want anyone to hear what these guys have to say, but yet they're the ones shouting the loudest about them, bringing attention to them.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of people on the right like to talk about Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals. These people have their own rule book for their kind of activism and for gaining notoriety and cultivating this victimhood narrative that they're being silenced by the left is literally central to that. So the more these Antifa people do things to try to silence these people, the more they actually help their media footprint, help them gain notoriety within their own circles, help them rise within those circles, and go from peripheral characters that no one really even knows about to nationally known characters that now you're having bomb threats called into events in Canada and Pennsylvania.
Canada? You know? What happened in Canada?
I guess a couple of weeks ago there was an event the Invictus was supposed to speak at in Canada, and the same thing happened.
Wow.
And the government of Canada refused him entry to the country because of the calls for violence at the event that he was supposed to speak at. So, and again, that gave him the ability to spend 2 weeks in media claiming victimhood, claiming martyrdom, claiming to be a victim of the left and a representative of those who oppose the left. Look at me, they victimized me. And that's how these people gain a foothold. That's how these people gain notoriety. And I was trying to fight back against that. And unfortunately, that made me a target as well.
Yeah, it's a philosophy difference. And I see that the Antifa people have some level of success. And I think the point that you've made is well made. But, you know, at the same time, the question is, do people want to engage in the arena of ideas, or do they want to shut down, conversation? And I can see, for instance, if I was running a Liberty event, and I can't remember who the guy was, but there's this big argument a couple of weeks ago about Jeffrey Tucker, and I think it was the Spectre guy,
Richard Spencer. I debated him,
Spencer,
too.
Who we wouldn't be talking about if Jeffrey hadn't gone down and tried to throw him out of an event. You know,
but
he would have gotten
time,
no traction.
It was, and that's true. It's absolutely true.
Yeah.
But the guy had like a sign that said, held his name and has said that he was at the International Students for Liberty conference, suggesting
he was in a hotel bar.
But the sign had been held.
He was
someplace.
Trying to represent himself, just like Invictus tries to represent himself as a part of the libertarian movement by injecting himself into it without being asked or invited most times. It's the same thing. Spencer was trying to inject himself into our space, and much like me attempting to make it clear that Invictus does not represent our views and our values, Tucker was doing the same thing, just using different tactics.
I noticed an interesting pattern. So talking about this whole healthcare issue going on today, I listened to, just while I was working today, I listened to the local news talk station, which is Republican radio all day long. So it's like Laura Ingraham, then Rush Limbaugh, then like sometimes it's Glenn Beck, it's, Howie Carr. So I was listening to that all day today. And what I noticed universally through all the shows is that all of them sided with the Republican Liberty Caucus on the issue of the health care bill. Which I just found surprising, especially seeing
the Freedom Caucus.
Freedom Caucus,
yeah.
I said Liberty. And they were referring to it as Liberty Caucus. Some they were kind of interchangeably referring to it that way. But and then noticing on some of the libertarian forums, seeing some of them criticizing the Liberty Caucus and some of the things, and I just found it really bizarre.
I know nothing about the Republican Liberty
Rand
Caucus
Paul and Rick.
Thomas Massey.
Yeah, Massey's one of them.
Massey's one of them. The other one who ran for president.
Perry. Rick Perry.
Not Rick Perry.
Rubio ran for president.
Not
Marco
Rubio. The
who
one
cares?
With the weird chin who looks strange.
Ted Cruz.
There you go. Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, are big behind shutting down some reasonable things and saying, like, we're not going to sign this. Like, you don't need to have, grandmas in their, 70s and 80s having to have maternity coverage. It doesn't make sense. And until you get this out of the healthcare bill, we're not going to sign it. It makes sense that these hosts were all siding with the Liberty Caucus or the Freedom Caucus. But
so you're saying the Republican hosts were correct in this instance?
I think that they were. Well, of course, they're siding with Liberty. But I found it interesting.
But the Libertarians weren't?
The Libertarians weren't.
I wish we had more time for it. But
I just found it interesting that Republican talk radio hosts were going that way.
Well, keep us in the loop on this event. Let us know what happens with it if it does come back. And thanks for the call tonight. We are out of time, but you can join us again tomorrow. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.